You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was born in the throes of Detroit's bankruptcy, an idea to take the aging, debt-ridden Detroit Water and Sewerage Department and transform it to a regional entity. The Great Lakes Water Authority, or GLEWA for short, seems to be stoking a true spirit of cooperation in Southeast Michigan and performing the way its designers hoped it would. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. Daniel, why is it so important that this regional water authority be a success?
Well, I think we've seen through the Flint water crisis, certainly, and the battle over water in Southeast Michigan, how important this resource is to the entire community, to everyone, business, residents, rich, poor, black, white, suburb, city, doesn't matter. And this has been a problem for a real long time. And I think I'm very encouraged that this is one of the fruits of the bankruptcy, as I think of it, that we've gotten to the other side here. They've been able to put together an organization that respects the fact that Detroit still owns the assets of its huge sprawling water system, but this authority helps run it and pays lease payments every year to the city of Detroit. And those lease payments do not go into the general fund, cannot be spent on whatever the city wants to spend them on. It has to be spent on the water system. And I think everybody, at least so far in the first 9 months, is pretty happy with it.
Take us back, Daniel, to those days during the bankruptcy and mm-hmm. spell out the reasons for the transformation.
When the city went into bankruptcy, one of the things that a lot of us wrote about, and I certainly spent a lot of time on, was underscoring the fact that the city didn't really have a lot of assets. There is this assumption that it had all these great jewels and all these assets, but in a bankruptcy, you're looking for what kind of cash and tangible assets do you have? The Detroit Institute of Arts was one of them, and we know we've talked many times on your show about that fight. Mm-hmm. The water system was another. And at one point, emergency manager Kevin Orr and some of his negotiators were pressing people to explore the possibility of selling the water system to a private entity and therefore a municipal utility that serves 40% of the population of the entire state would have been privately owned. The city clearly didn't want to do that. And the counties, Oakland County, Macomb, and principally Wayne, those three, but there are other counties, including Washtenaw, including Lapeer, Genesee, who had dogs in the fight, if you will, because they were customers, but they didn't have, they weren't as big a customers as the others. They didn't want to see that happen because it conjured up a whole host of other issues where you'd have a private entity that would be taking over the system, jacking up rates, not taking care of the system. So I think there was an incentive to begin negotiations. Well, the person who was initially negotiating for Kevin Orr was a very difficult customer, and they weren't getting anywhere. In reporting this column, I talked with Bob Datta, who's now the chairman of the Great Lakes Water Authority, who's a deputy county executive in Oakland County. And he said what really changed everything was Mayor Mike Duggan. And then when Mike Duggan got involved about a year into these negotiations, as he put it, he stuck his head into one of these negotiations, and all of a sudden things began to change. Now, whatever people may think about the mayor, I happen to think he's a pretty savvy and pragmatic guy and always looks for how he can find the benefit and what makes sense to get a deal done, not to screw the other side, but to get a deal done that's good for all sides. And the key piece for him was to say, okay, rather than this authority paying the city and pumping money into the general fund, which they did not want to do. They did not want their revenue being used to fund the operations of the city, per se, but they would be willing to have their revenue fund the capital improvements of the water system, of which they were members.
Which was perfect because it needed it.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that they began to do, and that is really kind of the linchpin of the deal that's made it work. It's early days, but you know, they're going to market next week. They expect to sell about $1.4 billion in bonds. And in the last week or so, you've had the three most important ratings agencies have come along and said, you know what? Not only do we say that this is stable, but we're going to be looking for upgrades here, which is something that clearly has not happened in recent history in Detroit in terms of the city or its water system.
Now, there was a price to pay here, though, wasn't there? I mean, a lot of people wound up losing their jobs. I saw in your mm-hmm. column what the workforce was cut by nearly 40%.
Yeah, and, you know, there were legendary stories of things that were going on in the water department during the bankruptcy. I think there was one story, and you may have talked about it on your show, of somebody who I think was a horseshoer, was a union of one person who was a horseshoer. They haven't had horses in the water department in God knows how long. But it was viewed as really a repository of patronage within the city. And I think one of the things they clearly wanted to do was to clean it out, rationalize the workforce. There was a lot of expense associated with the workforce. They also restructured a number of their functions, including finance and IT and purchasing, because they wanted transparency. And that was the other thing the counties insisted on, led really in a lot of ways by Oakland County, which has got a very robust financial management system and has got one of the highest bond ratings of any county in the country. They're very savvy in that way, and they insisted on that, and that's one of the things they're doing. But you're right, the cost has been that a lot fewer people have jobs there than did, certainly 10 years ago.
And for the some 4 million people who rely on GLIWA for their water, what does this mean?
Well, I think for one thing, and I think, are they going to continue to get service? Yes. Are they going to probably continue to see their bills go up at least a little bit every year? Probably. But I don't think there's any question that you're getting more transparency and the place is going to be better managed. And I think that's really important because it's been, in a lot of ways, a really backwardly managed utility for a very long time.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.